Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Was Zach Joe Foley and Mick Foley related?
God. You know what? They could have been cousins, right? I started watching the Eddie Murphy doc last night.
Is there a new? Is it new?
Oh yeah, it's. It just came out on Netflix Wednesday, I think. It's like an hour and a half. I haven't finished it yet. Got like 20 minutes left.
What's it called? Raw, Delirious, and Donkey.
He talks about all that stuff. It's just like his career.
Oh, he's in it.
Yeah, it's all him. So he's in his house the whole time.
So you talk about Divine Brown?
No, that wasn't him.
Oh, was it? What, he was not what got caught with a trans prostitute?
Oh, giving the girl a ride. Unless he talks about it in the last 20 minutes.
Okay.
Everything so far has been, he's talking about Charlie, his brother, you know, because he passed away.
Charlie Murphy. One of my favorite guests we ever had on the show. Just because if he didn't come in with an agenda or bits to do. He just kind of rolled with it. He was awesome.
I'm always so surprised at these famous brothers, how close they are. Like, you don't think about it, really. Chris Rock and Tony Rock, real close. The Quaids. I've heard Dennis say that, he and Randy are still close, but they don't really,
Yeah.
Randy doesn't like people talking about him as much, for whatever reason. I don't know why you think there's a disconnect. Like, oh, okay. They're brothers. Like, of course they would keep in touch.
Yeah, but, they're, you look at, wasn't Charlie Sheen? And he was at odds with his family for a while. Of course, they had reason to not.
Yeah.
But now if you watch his, his dad and his brother Emilio are not in it, but they're all still close.
Real close. I hope so.
Yeah. But, Eddie was just talking about how much he misses Charlie.
Also, the Baldwin brothers, they were at odds for years, too. Because it always goes down to politics, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. They were split perfectly. Yeah. Alec and Billy, were the left.
Yeah.
Steven and Daniel were the right.
Yeah.
But now I think they're all when Alec had his wreck, I think he was with Daniel.
God, what if we're just Steven all getting worked? Because they are actors. So maybe they all right, they go to Christmas. All right, they draw instead of names, they're drawing out which political
that would be
side
horrible.
They're going to set out, because... Ugh. Well, we're actors. We have to an agenda to push.
Plus, it's hard to top Daniel Baldwin in Homicide. He was great. Might be the most talented one.
Which one was in the one where they were frozen in time? Am I wrong to think that? I know it. I'm wrong, aren't I?
Are you thinking about Biodome?
Yes.
The Pauly Shore movie?
Yes. That's not a Baldwin brother, is it?
I think, was it Steven? It might have been Steven.
Okay, I thought it was one of them, one of those.
Name the Baldwin.
Yeah.
Name their Baldwin.
The Eddie doc it's good. Look, a lot of the stuff you've heard already. But, so you don't really learn any groundbreaking.
If you just tuned in, we're not talking about a documentary about the Whoopi Goldberg movie, Eddie.
There was a... it was Stephen Baldwin in Biodome.
Ha ha! Kind of right.
Well, yep. You got the Baldwin.
The one that were frozen in time. You remember that movie.
Your description is just amazing.
Not to be confused with Blast from the Past with Brendan Fraser, which is a magnificent movie.
That's a good one.
Love that movie.
Yeah, it was just, you know, you see
he's a good actor.
See his kids a lot, and like, okay, what's this? Eddie talking about his own career. Did the, oh man, I can't. He's funny. I'll say that's what stands out. This is him being funny, saying stuff I can't say, nor would I say.
Right.
Well, you know, he uses various words that.
Did he talk about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Yeah, he talked about all that. You know, all his bits on Gumby. There. All how he felt betrayed by the show when they made a joke about when he did Vampire in Brooklyn and how bad that movie was.
I mean, that's the thing. You gotta be able to you sit there and talk all that mess about everybody else, and then when you're the punchline, like, you gotta be able to
roll with it,
lean with it, rock with it.
Man, he uses a certain word that only he can use, and you feel bad about laughing at it, but he's just so hilarious. And then you're like, you see other people, and you know, they talk to Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle, and you're like, all these people are hilarious, and they all point to Eddie as, like, you know, being the guy.
But Eddie and his contemporaries said to Richard Pryor was the guy, and Richard Pryor and his contemporaries said Red Fox was the guy.
Yep. And then it was an interesting point how Eddie was talking about, you know, Red Fox didn't have any money when he passed away.
Yeah.
Eddie had to bury him. Buckwheat, the actor who played Buckwheat.
Otay.
He didn't have any money. He had to bury him, too.
What about Alfalfa? No, he was white.
Stymie, the rest of them, you're like, you don't know.
Stymie.
So you find out a lot about his career, which this is going to be the documentary as far as he goes. There won't be another one.
I wouldn't want to be in my own, though.
Yeah,
then it's like, most people don't think this way, but I would assume, okay, you've had creative control over this.
You know? Yeah, like Jordan.
The Michael Jackson movie that's coming out. I saw the trailer for it finally yesterday. Is this going to be, who is the family involved? Like, is this going to be just the celebration, or are we going to be talking about Never Never Land?
Like, who do you run it by, right? It would have to be his kids, I would imagine.
Yeah. Blanket, not available for comment.
I think his mom was still alive, but, like, the kids supersede that, right? Because I think his mom's on an allowance from the estate that they've kind of had a back and forth with.
Wonder what Reby's up to. Tito, yeah, and the others.
Who all's getting paid off this whole thing?
You know, like, if you're Tito Jackson, do you never work again ever? Like, are you good?
He's got his own vodka, so I think he's good.
Tito Jackson. Oh, no, I ain't that.
Is he still with us? One of them passed away just recently.
Oh, you know
right?
what? I just found out that Flo from Alice died. Now I'm going to find out he which just, Jackson brothers.
Wrong Flo died.
Is Reby still with us?
One, I'm pretty sure one just passed away, a Jackson of the family. I could be wrong.
I forgot there was a Jackie Jackson.
But you got to think they're living off that estate, right?
You know what Jackie Jackson played? What instrument he played in the Jackson 5? Tambourine.
I didn't even know there was a Jackie Jackson.
Yeah, I didn't either. Jackie, Marlon, Jermaine, Tito, and Michael.
Like, those are the only four I know, minus Jackie.
There was a Randy, though, I thought.
There are a few different Randy Jacksons, like a few different
famous.
Not
that Randy Jackson.
Well, that's what, there's like three different famous Randy Jacksons.
Oh, really?
Because one had a birthday the other day. I thought it was American Idol. It was not him. It was a different Randy Jackson.
You know, like, I'd be, like, if I was Michael Jordan, like Air Jordan, I would kind of hate Michael B. Jordan.
I used to work with a fat white guy named Michael Jordan.
No way.
Yeah.
Could he dunk?
No. Well, he could dunk a donut. But he couldn't dunk a donut. But everybody, like, you know, same joke all the time. Michael Jordan. So you know, it was a good doc. I'd say watch it. It's funny.
What is that on?
Netflix.
It's all on Netflix.
It is, man. Well, look, that's the treatment now.
That's the one you got to have.
Whatever celebrity you wonder about, now that, you know, they got their own final cut, you could say, they're going to put their own stuff out.
Yeah, but I think the best stuff comes when they're dead. And then people are not as inhibited on what they're going to say, or they don't have any control maybe over their career or something like that.
I want to know behind the scenes, like, you know his story, but, dude, he was huge. And they talked about that time, how he came up at the right time. how old Hollywood was kind of moving out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was, you know, he said old Hollywood found him interesting, funny. They were curious about
well,
it.
Well, so that leads me to what I was kind of referring to. Like, does it talk about Marlon Brando on there? Not Marlon Brando. That was with Richard Pryor.
He briefly touches on who all he used to meet, run with, like Sinatra, Sammy Davis.
Rumors of homosexuality.
Brando?
Not so far.
Brando, Marlon Brando and Richard Pryor.
He talks about hanging out with Rick James a lot.
It's another one.
Sure, that wasn't just partying?
No. Many people have. I could never think of Richard Pryor like that.
That would be a strange couple.
Apparently,
it's funny, maybe. Together.
But if you look at that era of
gross sex, I think about it.
Era of Hollywood he's talking about, with Mickey Rooney and the guys I just mentioned already, God. And, you know, Buddy Hackett, and Jesus. All that era was going out when he was coming in. So I want to know who saw that and, like, who propped him up. It wasn't Lorne Michaels. It was somebody with a bigger vision. It's like, this kid.
You know what? I bet you it's like somebody like Quincy Jones or somebody.
Probably.
Somebody who's like the Quincy Jones of that. Because they, you had to, I mean, like, while he did steal from most of them, like a lot of, you know, say for what it is, black musicians would have never had anything without Berry Gordy, although he did rip them all off with Motown. But, you know, without that, a lot of companies, which is so dumb. Like, I mean, racism in itself is kind of stupid. But, like, if you're, like, even if you feel a certain way, like, if they're good at something, that's money. Why do you let that dictate anything? It shouldn't be that way anyway, but good Lord.
Plus,
I guess that's what sports does.
There was some kind of handoff, man. When you had Richard Pryor was going and then Eddie was coming up, I don't know if there was another black comic that was on Eddie's level or anybody's radar, because he was the only black comedian on SNL when he got it.
Yeah.
Which is the year after, you know, the big cast left, which he talks about. So I don't think. I mean, now you got Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle. You got a lot of hilarious black comedians, but I don't think there was any other one besides Eddie at his time.
Do you know that Kevin Hart is on 99% of every commercial right now, it seems?
Is he, like, he's trying to be a billionaire, but is he yet? Like, he was legit trying.
I don't know, but I know that he and Shaq have the same representation. I don't know if that means agent or not. But basically what they do is, like, let's say... who would the white Shaq be?
Oh, I don't know. Like, as far as, like, business-wise?
No, just like...
Shaq is funny, though. Are you talking about the same level of...
Well, so what they do is, like, let's say if someone on Shaq's level or Kevin Hart's level got $500K to do a commercial, they would come in and say, we'll do it for $200. And they start getting all the roles. Like, I saw Shaq the other day on, like, two different commercials, same stop set, meaning commercial break. And one of them was for
Rooms to Go.
Rooms to Go.
Yeah.
And then the other one was for a department store. Like, it might have been Macy's or JCPenney's or
it was one of those, like, one of those mall anchor stores.
Yeah. You know? I'm like, God, boy, everybody loves Shaq.
I think it was JCPenney, maybe. He takes a piece of these companies.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the same thing what he did with Papa John's.
Yeah, Papa John's, Icy Hot, The General, Insurance, like, all these.
He and The General are best friends.
Crazy, man.
That's a cute commercial.
When we return, you're going to hear some fun names here.
This is going to be a funny one.
For instance, in the first one, because the second one names are really out there. In this first one, playing the role of the narrator will be Paige. But you'll also hear the likes of Carrie Underwear, Clark Hendricks, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Roxy Espinosa.
Clark Hendricks.
We're going to be broadcasting this live everywhere on these various social media platforms and, of course, on the radio as we perform for you on a... it's finally dawning on you now. It is Thursday. Facebook fussing.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need, like, 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments that were screenshot and sent in by Timothy Andrew Looper and many others. Dang. Anonymously, of course. I apologize for that, Tim. Anonymously to the riseguys at AOL.com.
Tim.
As always, names changed to protect the innocent, Jimmy Johnson.
And the stupid.
I'm just messing with people in the chat. This is Facebook Fussing.
I was guilty or not. I got distracted by Paige's bottle. She might have to hold it up to the camera.
My what?
Your bottle. Yeah, what is that? Yeah, hold it up to your camera. Yeah.
Did you do pee in a bottle?
It might be.
It's
get your sugar check.
Yeah.
I just peed in a bottle.
I'm going to sell it on eBay. Orange drink and Coca-Cola. A little different.
Orange drink and Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
Girl?
Was Coca-Cola.
Showing that lane.
Okay, Fat Boy, remind everyone where we are live streaming this so they can go jump on.
We are on Planet Facebook, facebook.com/933theplanet, and Rise Guys YouTube. We X, not going
to
happen.
So. X wants us to pay money to live stream on their platform.
Come on, Elyon. What are you doing?
I don't know. Anyway.
Money got to his head.
What's up to everyone in the chat and everyone listening right now? I say hello. Okay. Does everyone have their scripts?
Oh, Brent Guiche.
I will say that this is going to be a challenge. This will be a challenge. Especially with the first one because I got two roles and I forget which accent I'm doing and it...
It's going to slip in and out.
All right, here we go. Facebook Fussing. Hello to everyone. Scene number one. Playing the role of Carrie Underwear is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Leonardo DiCaprio's son is Mattman. Playing the role of Clark Hendricks is Paige. Playing the role of Roxy Esperanza will be Mattman. And playing the role of the narrator will be Paige. And action!
Carrie Underwear posts a carousel of photos, apparently from a recent business trip to a trade show in Miami, Florida, with the following caption.
Shout out to my boss, Tax Clark Hendricks, and my entire team from Blank, Bath, and Shower. We had a great time in the 305. Ha ha ha. Also, shout out to @Roxy Esperanza Entertainment, La Quinta Inn by Wyndham. She helped us solve a really quick nightmare. # let's go again next year. # Magic City. # La Quinta.
Yeah, hate that I missed it. Looks like you and the crew had a great time. What was the nightmare, though?
I was wondering that myself. Also, something else very obvious, but I'll message you, LOL.
OMG, I sent @Roxy Esperanza a friend request, and she just...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Prove. I love making new friends.
Hello, Carrie Underwear. Thank you for spending time travel work with La Quinta Inn by Wyndham. Also, please leave 5-stars review at link below. Proud to serve you. Bless hearts wherever you go. Also, sorry about the rubbers.
Okay, what? First off, that hotel is like 2.5 stars. Who booked this poop emoji? Also, rubbers? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Hey, hello, Mr. Boss Clark Kendricks. I am Roxy Esperanza, manager of La Quinta Inn by Wyndham. Thanks to you for purchase hotel rooms for works colleagues / employees. I apologize for my translation issues. What did you think when I said rubbers? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Ooh, guess I need to get my head out of the gutter. You were referring like rain boots or galoshes?
No, I meant condoms. I think in my country, translate to rubbers. My bad. Back home, we call them gorritos.
Hey, Roxy Esperanza. You are amazing. And girl, as the mother of 7, you do not apologize for anything. You are amazing. And that was not your fault. I do agree with you. Who flips the mattresses every day, Rod?
Wow, okay. Checks out. I googled gorritos, and yeah, in Mexi slangs, it means little hat. I am dead, a.k.a. estoy muerto. Ha ha ha. I love Google.
Leonardo DiCaprio, son, you are too much.
Where's that line at?
It's right after I love Google.
My bad. Oh, hello, Leonardo DiCaprio's son. Yes, you're correct. Also, Globos, which means balloons, and Casco, which means helmet.
Oof.
Casco? No wonder my gay neighbor has a membership there, LOLs. Costco, I think. Never the least, Mr. Leonardo DiCaprio's son. As I say above, my name is Roxy Esperanza. I am manager at La Quinta Inn by Wyndham. Would you also please leave 5-stars review at link below? Proud to serve you. Bless hearts wherever you go. Yeah, sure. I never stayed there, but you're too fun. Done. 5-star emojis.
Oh, isn't she great?
Yeah, great. So what was with the condoms? Was the vending machine broken? JK. I apologize for that comment. I couldn't edit it, but you can read these edits. That had no place in a work-related conversation, especially on your personal Facebook. Carrie Underwear, I is sincerely...
Oh, Clark Kendricks. I believe you know me better than that.
Just make sure the company card didn't get charged for any extra amenities.
You mean like the rubbers package? Dan emoji! Oh no, not again with the rubbers, please. I already cleared this up.
Oh, ha ha ha. It's okay, Roxy. We're just teasing.
Good, because next time I make a welcome basket for each employee. We have new snack mix called Nut Delight. Oh no, that sounds like another HR meeting waiting to happen. Crying laughing emoji.
Please read and heed. To reiterate my earlier comment, had no place in a work-related conversation, especially on your personal Facebook, Carrie Underwear. I sincerely...
OMG, Clark Kendricks, get out of here. Your girl doesn't get offended that easily. You're fine. Look, I'll say something equally bad. You are a R-word.
Okay, see, we equal now.
Oh, I did not know that, Mr. Clark Kendricks. I hope you enjoy your retirement.
End scene.
See, I did it. I was going back and forth between the two. How did Victor Victoria do it?
I like that. Oh, no.
I know. Roxy Esperanza. She is a menandra. Scene number two. This is where I have to really watch. I need to really enunciate really well for these names. Scene two, Facebook fussing. Playing the role of Deke Hold. It's Fat Boy.
Of course.
Clemson had a player named T. Higgins. I think now he's a, is he a Bengal or a Raven?
He is a Bengal.
This guy's name is T. Itties. That's Matt Man. T. Itties. Playing the role of, must be related to Deke Hold because this is Asshold.
They are, maybe.
Playing the role of Ivana Strap on its page. God bless, Fat Boy. I'm letting it be known you name these. And action.
Hey, y'all. I planted six trees out front of my mom's house last year, and well, they all turn up dead. Dead as damn doornails now, every one of them. And, well, any of y'all got any idea what would kill six healthy one-year-old trees?
My first guess? Your nasty, diseased ass peeing on them when you drunk.
You funny, but I'm serious. I'm trying to figure this out.
I ain't trying to be funny. Some bitch gave my little brother the clap. Probably gave it to him, them trees too, probably, jerk.
Wait, what? Deke's gay?
Hell no, I'm not gay.
Then how did you give his brother the clap?
I damn didn't.
Well, he was blanking my brother. He was blanking my brother's wife, okay? He wasn't blanking my brother. He gave it to her, and then she turned around and gave it to my brother. Whole damn house eat up with the drip.
In my defense, though, this was 6 months ago, and they were separated at the time. I don't mess with marriages. And speaking of something else that was separated, how's old girl's legs looking these days?
Jesus! Why don't you... Yens, wear rubbers.
Because.
It's two with rubbers in a row.
Because, as my damn daddy used to say, son, it ain't no fun jumping in the lake in a wetsuit, if you know what I mean.
I mean, I don't wear them either, neither. But now I see that's stupid. Hell, maybe I'll buy some for this weekend or at least try them. I don't know why, what size to get.
Hell, why don't you go to Staples? You could wear them finger condoms my aunt wears in her office. They'd probably fit your nub just fine.
You damn comedian, for real, though. I got more than I know what to do with, to be honest.
Hell, get on YouTube. They'll show you how to wear it, put one on and whatnot.
Well, the lank ain't what it's giving people gonorrhea.
Vivette said lake. Shoot. You never even swam in Lake Hartwell. I heard that water will burn your drawers off if you dip down too long.
Maybe the lake water really can give somebody clam. I guess it's possible.
Now, hang on a damn minute. You tell them one side. My side is your brother's damn wife got wild and horny when they split, and that's a dangerous combination. I think she got it from his cheating ass, then turned around and gave it to me for revenge.
Okay, here we go. Deke's the victim like always. Shocker.
Yeah, I knew you'd chime in, T. But before you get too excited, I said cheating ass. Not what you was hoping I said. Damn, buddy.
I swear, this whole thread smells like antibiotic cream.
Cream. That's what she said, LOL.
That ain't how it works, dips.
Did you mean dips? You dips? Jesus, learn how to type.
Dip S maybe, but the damn long part of my keyboard don't work. Whatever, go to hell. Speaking of it working, I don't know who works harder. T it being a dockhead, or your bra from keeping them sour milkies off your knees.
Yeah, bitch, we all glad you moved to Alabama.
Yeah, no kidding. She gonna run out of dudes to bounce on anyway. She'll be back. And stay the hell out of our business now. Besides, she didn't get nothing from me. For real, guys.
Nobody damn believes you. You've had more Q-tips shoved down the top of your Jimmy than you ever had in your ears by a damn country mule, you nasty. That said Miles, who, my bad.
Yeah. Y'all know them rubbers are free down there at the health department, right?
Yeah, but it still ain't no fun jumping in the pool wearing a rain jacket. Besides, you my cousin. You're supposed to be on my side.
Again, you ain't catching that clap from the chlorinated swimming pool.
Well, if Deke had a pool, you might.
Does Deke have a pool?
No, but he's got the clap.
I ain't got the damn clap, y'all lying sacks of spit.
Okay, pardon me. Derek had the clap. Past tense, you know, like his credit score.
He ain't got it now.
Look, I ain't saying I never had it, but I am saying I ain't got it. So let that set in next time you open your mouth.
Lord, I'm itching just reading this.
Y'all was talking about trees. Trees, damn it. Now, I don't know how y'all got off on sexually given diseases off of trees dying, but besides, everybody knows piss don't kill trees no way. Hell, if that were the case, the damn deer would have killed the woods a long time ago.
Maybe them trees didn't die. Maybe they just caught something. Poor mama's yard looking like a forest full of infections.
I don't want to even walk in that yard and get herpes on my foot.
Y'all can kiss my ass. Ain't nobody here innocent. T, it is. Your brother got more kids than I got fuzz on my fun bag. And if one of them little bastards got out of their mama's fun bun without taking something with them, I'd be damn surprised.
At least my brother's tree's still standing, you butch. I meant bitch.
Thank God I moved. I couldn't imagine having to settle with an Anderson County man.
Well, guess what, you be? If I's you, I'd stock up on some penicillin just in case Deke's probably planning a visit through. Laughs like hell, redneck like, ha ha ha.
Now you can kiss my ass. Hell, I didn't even drive to Iowa for a piece of kitty cat emoji. Ain't no way in hell I'm driving to Alabama for some.
And see. Okay, the one thing I will say is, Paige, it wasn't Dips, it was Dip-S.
Mr. Dip-S, remember?
And then I had to correct you on the luck to the lake because I was talking about Lake Hartwell there. It was troublesome to do more than one voice, but I tell you what, I loved it. I thought it was good. I had a good time doing that. Although, my voice... I've got to go to some kind of improv class or something to learn how to do voices.
They got one locally.
Because yeah,
it blends into
underground improv.
Yeah, they blend in each other. I've got like a country voice. I can do Dusty Rhodes. I can do Macho Man. I can do foreign voices, whatever that means.
Those are fun. Most fun.
Well, you know what else? What you just heard was real. Believe it or not, those real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to the Rise Guys at AOL.com. And I will remind you of this. Names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
News matters.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Ooh. Hi, Paige.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So do you have a career that people love? Because there are careers that are often villainized, that people think that, you know, that they may idolize some, but not others.
Oh, I bet I know what you're talking about with that. But no, I don't know. I think our... people idolize other jobs that they don't have, but then if they really had them and didn't see all the shenanigans and stuff, they'd be like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Like, we got cool jobs still, but, you know, there's a lot that goes into it still.
So the careers that people idolize are things like medicine, doctors, you know, entertainment, sports, gaming, and technology.
Gaming. Gosh, it's so crazy.
But others villainize people that work in places like the DMV.
I thought you were going to say cops. Yeah. I figured that was going to be the first one.
If you're a doctor.
Or anyone who runs for, any politician is going to, in some regard, be looked at that way.
That's more of a headache, too. If you're a local politician, a lot of those you don't get salaried for. So you still have to have your other job. And you have to do this stuff on top of it, too.
Hell yeah.
But come on.
So let's begin with the list. Human resource workers.
There's a lot of money in there.
But like the mayor of New York, though, that guy, he's not like having another job also, right? Like that's his job, though.
Yeah,
right?
He's salaried on that one.
Okay. But small cities.
That's pretty much a huge city you're on, you know.
But are they really doing like anything, or are they there for pomp and circumstance? I like him, but Knox White, is he at the office every day signing edicts and writing laws and doing this and that?
So he's not a paid position, so I don't know. Like, how often are you in there?
Now, with that situation, you're dealing with meetings, problem solving, and other things like, say,
putting out fires.
Say when you have...
pole vaulting over mouse turds.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
Keeping everything afloat.
Well, it's not necessarily... the person, like, it's his
boarding
vote,
email.
But it's the board that will vote, like the other people that are serving on the board that vote, and he is the dissension, so he's the deciding factor of that. So he pretty much has to be prepared before he goes to the council meetings to know what's going on.
Put on your parent clothes and act like you're dealing with kids.
Well, yeah.
Look at our government.
Got to be prepared. So basically what you do is you prepare for that weekly meeting that you have.
I was talking about the left when I say that.
Or monthly or whatever the case is in that situation.
I'm daddy.
And it's a lot of work, a lot of paperwork.
I end wars. I get governments unshut down.
And then say that they have a lot of projects going on.
Did you get your snip?
You're sending people out to do various things. You want to make sure that everything's done. And then you're, you know, like you said, putting out fires during the day. So... I feel for anybody that has that kind of situation.
You really gotta love your community, because I know somebody who's who sits on the council, and they deal with crap every day.
And the phone starts ringing early in the morning and doesn't stop till the afternoon with people complaining.
The same person looks like they've aged 20 years in the last five because they now work in politics.
Nope.
Okay.
Different one. This person, it's not a paid job. And they have to deal with people they live with in the community constantly bitching.
When you say not paid, like you said Knox White, he doesn't receive a dime.
From what I understand, nothing. I don't know if there's a stipend, but as far as like a salary where that could be his only job, it's not.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah, like,
see, that's kind of,
that's a loveless job.
You either Thankless really love your town, or you're just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, season yourself amongst the people, meaning like you want to, because he's a lawyer, right? Isn't he an attorney?
Yeah,
Knox White. So,
so I think he's done a good job, you know. So I got
I got no complaints.
I think they've.
I got more issues with Spartanburg charging me for parking.
they did a great job by taking what was a disaster downtown and turning it into a little city. You know what I mean? I think that
a little city that the original people can't afford to go into anymore.
Yeah.
But it's still a little thing, though, for real. It brings tourism in and all that, and for people that own businesses down there, it's.
And I know that they, when they were creating it, that they toured a lot of different communities and cities across the country to see what they wanted to model it like. And with the community, they looked at Portland and other things where you. Well, I mean, they have outside access, like.
Yeah, but they have too much of everything.
Well, but protests. We're talking 20 years ago. We're talking, you know.
Yeah.
When they created everything downtown, and I know the people that went and fought to have all that construction. So they removed the bridge that was blocking the Reedy River and making it open and pretty.
Yeah, but they ripped out a lot of history down there too, though. But it was probably history that was falling apart. Like, yeah, I have to get it. I mean, like that old, you know, people pay to get married in I say it's like Greenville's Roman Coliseum. It's the what's left of an old textile building, but it's just like ruins of it. Uh-huh. But like I remember that building. That building wasn't falling apart. Like old red brick buildings do not fall apart. I feel like that building was kind of, you know, avant-garde aristocrats in the 1800s would rebuild ruins in their yard as like yard art. Mm-hmm. And I look at that building and I'm like, they made that to look like ruins. That building was not falling apart. Like, I know it wasn't. Big old mills, buildings like that, they didn't fall apart.
But it
now
didn't really
looks all
serve its purpose anymore.
Well, that's
because
they sent all the jobs down to south of the border. That's why it didn't serve a purpose no more. It would eventually have been lofts anyway. Oh. Now it's like, it's our Roman Coliseum.
Okay, so evidently Knox White makes, off of just being mayor, 24 grand?
Damn.
That...
Yeah, but the president makes 400 grand.
Yeah.
But come on.
So I guess you got to pay something, right?
Yeah, like Knox, well, you know, he's getting like,
I swear,
it's free lunches and stuff.
So the list of
free
other
gas.
Workers that aren't respected, sanitation workers, tax collectors, plastic surgeons, teachers. Teacher's a big one. And customer service reps. Dentists.
Probably a preacher, that's probably one that's tough.
Social workers and defense attorney is the number one that they're not respected.
Yeah.
The judicial system in this country is a little different. You know, you got to respect the attorneys because they work hard to do that. But unless
nowhere on that list did you hear the word truck drivers. Gah, I mean, y'all. I know y'all. Many of you hate them. I don't. I love
them. I hate them.
I love the way they do.
Breaker and whatnot.
They give themselves a little.
Got a gator in the road. You look out for a
gator. You talking about Ron Guidry?
Oh yeah. Little CB ring of fire.
Anybody who talks on a microphone for some kind of other than entertainment purposes gotta have that kind of tone.
Breaker.
Usually the violet.
They're all. They have a whole system of prostitutes that follow them along the roads. They call them lizards.
Do you say prostitutes? I've hijacked this guy's CB.
Boosie's does not like truckers, apparently. They don't provide parking for them.
You can't go to Boosie's.
But, like, the whole infrastructure of our lives would be, people talk about the internet goes down. Dude, if truckers went on, and I hope y'all are, truckers right now are hooping and hollering, because for real, if y'all protested, we would be S out of luck.
Yeah, if I bought it,
oh,
you
my
brought it.
God. It did not fall from heaven.
Hell no, it didn't.
They just go on strike. We'd be in trouble.
And I'm glad it didn't fall from heaven.
What would we do?
Imagine what manna tasted like. What was it anyway? It was like bread that fell from the sky. I don't know that I would have eaten it.
Maybe
Lord could have been like, I'm sending this to you. I'm like, I don't trust it.
Maybe.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.